All my friends are really into this new book, but Mom doesn't want me to read it. A few pages can't hurt, though.
You better watch out. If you don't resist the temptation, you're gonna get caught. Hi, it's Sunday and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. My name is Zach. Your mom and dad have probably told you not to read certain books or watch certain videos, but you might still feel tempted to watch them or read them anyway. Just remember this. It's not wrong to feel tempted, but God doesn't want you to give in to that temptation. And if you're a Christian, He gives you the power to resist that temptation. Just listen to this promise in the book of James, chapter 1. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. He will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Our story today is called, To Read or Not to Read. Sierra shut her bedroom door and tossed her backpack onto the bed. She set her cat Tommy on the floor. "Stay away from the curtains, Tommy," she warned. "You know you always get stuck in them." Sierra flopped onto her bed and opened her backpack. After digging around a moment, she pulled out a book. "What do you think, Tommy?" she asked. "Should I?" Tommy didn't answer. He was staring at the lace curtain waving in the breeze coming through the window. Sierra leaned back and tossed the book onto the bed beside her. "I know Mom doesn't want me to read these kinds of books, but all my friends read them. They can't be that bad, can they?" She picked up the book again. The cover looked interesting. She flipped it over and read the back for the 10th time. A few pages couldn't hurt. Sierra opened the book and soon had read several pages. Then a quick movement made her jump. It was only Tommy, she realized with relief. He had pounced on the curtain. His claws were caught in the fabric, and he hung down, his full length stretched out. He was helpless. "Silly cat, leave the curtain alone!" Sierra freed him, and he marched across the room and sat with his back to the curtain. Sierra turned to her book again. She knew she shouldn't read any more, but soon she was engrossed again. She had finished the first chapter when a sound caught her attention. She looked up and stared in disbelief. Tommy was hanging from the curtain again. The temptation had been too great. Sierra began to laugh. "Tommy, you should know better. After all the times you've gotten stuck, resist the temptation. You should..." Sierra stopped and stared at Tommy and then at the book in her hand. Shame washed over her. She dropped the book as though it were on fire. She loosened Tommy from the curtain again and then picked up the book and placed it in her backpack. "I'm going to return this book and ask Jesus to forgive me for disobeying Mom," she told her cat. "I don't want to become ensnared like you." So how about you? Have you ever given in to temptation and then regretted it later? Maybe you read something you shouldn't have or looked at bad pictures. When you give in to temptation, it's easy to get stuck. But here's some good news. Jesus gives you the power to resist temptation. Confess the wrong you've done to Him, and He will forgive you, and He will help you today. Our key verse is
James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. He will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love Him.
And our key thought today, resist temptation. So let me ask you, what did you think of today's story? Did you understand it? And do you think it will help you in your life? Make sure if you have questions about today's story or about the Bible, you ask your parents or a pastor or a Sunday school teacher. Or you can ask us too. We would love to hear your questions. Find us online at keysforkids.org and then click contact. Just make sure to ask for your parents' permission first. Well, I'm Zach and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for listening.